Sunday night. So we're coming up to Tu Bishvat on Wednesday. Tu Bishvat, really, in the Gemara, it's the time for the din of trees is not Tu Bishvat. The time for the din of trees is on Shavuos, on Atzeres, Nidonim al Peiros Ha'ilam. Tu Bishvat is the start of the year in the different cycles, and Trumas and Maisus, and maybe Orla, different things. But it has taken on some characteristics of somewhat of a yontiv, meaning we don't say tachanun, and you don't even say tachanun the mincha before Tu Bishvat. You don't fast on Tu Bishvat, even a chas and kala, if someone's getting married, and they don't fast on Tu Bishvat. Another characteristic of Tu Bishvat is that many people start learning Maseches Megillah, because it's 30 days before Purim, and if you learn Daf Yomi, you can make a siyum by the Suda. The Mishnah Brura in Siman Reish Chof Hei, Sivkot Yutes, is the din about Shechayanu. Kostel Achronim, B'Shem HaYerushalmi, this is maybe part of where that minik picked up on Tu Bishvat. Here, he's not talking about Tu Bishvat here, he's just talking about the bracha of Shechayanu. He says, Kostel Achronim, B'Shem HaYerushalmi, the mitzvah le'achol ma'at, mikol min chodosh b'shana, a person should try to eat, if there's all types of fruit, you should try to sample at least a little, he says, of each kind. The reason is you're showing that you appreciate the bria that Hashem created with so many different kinds of flavors and things, so you show your appreciation by partaking of it. He says ma'at, if you can do it lishma, that's taka, a wonderful thing. Okay, we're in Chovis Halvavis. We're in the seventh shir in Shar HaBechina, and he's talking about why we have to teach Bechina, why we have to teach people how to appreciate, how to look at things and therefore appreciate it. He gave two reasons so far. He's going to give three reasons. One reason is that people are focused on getting things, on acquiring things, on having things, and therefore they focus on what they don't have, because they still always want to get more and more and more. The Yeshlo Monerotsa Messiahim attitude. So that's your mindset. So you don't appreciate what you have because you're always looking to acquire more. The second reason is that we're born without Seichel, and therefore we become used to having tremendous tovos from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the everyday natural tovos that we have from Him. Many, many of them are expressed in Birchas HaShachar, but the problem is we get used to it because we don't have Seichel at first. So by the time we acquire some Seichel and unable to feel that appreciation, because we realize that it's not Mukhrach and Hashem is giving it to me, but then it's too late, because you're so used to it that you feel entitled to it already and you don't appreciate it. And he gave the mashal of a person that brought up a child from when he was an infant, and he brought him up and he gave him the best of everything, and then an adult he redeemed from jail, from prison, when he was about to die, he redeemed him and he gave him not such good food, not such good things. But the person who was redeemed when he was an adult, so he's full of gratitude and he kisses the feet of his benefactor. He doesn't know what to do because he right away was released from prison when he had seichel, so he appreciates the tova then. But the kid that's growing up, so if you would give him the food that he's giving this other fellow, he would say, ah, what can he give me garbage food for? He's got so used to the good food, and he doesn't, because when he was a kid, he was treated like a king, so now he's just used to everything already, and he doesn't have a sense of appreciation. The third reason is, the first reason is because we're focused on what we don't have, because we're focused on more and more things. The second reason is we're used to it, so we feel entitled to it. The third reason is because there are sorrows in life. There are difficulties in life. Nobody's life is smooth. And therefore, we have these problems. So that's what we focus on. So we say, oh, why is Hashem doing this to me? And you're forgetting, and you're forgetting that you could see and you can think and you can go to the bathroom and you can digest food and you could, I mean, everything's working. You know, it's like someone does for you all the tovus in the world. Let's say, I'm talking to men now, so say your wife, she cooks, she shops, she does your laundry, she takes care of the house, she does everything. And then one day she burns the food. So you yell at her. Once in a while something doesn't work out good. That's really not a good marshal. But and you forget all the good things that she does, right? But that's really not a good marshal, because nothing Hashem does is bad. So everything's really good. So it's not an exact marshal. But this is the third reason, he says, why people have to be trained to appreciate the good things that Hashem gives them. Because they just know the bad things, what they consider bad, the bumps in the road, and everybody has bumps. Whether it's in health, in money, they certainly don't understand how it's good for them, and everything Hashem does is good, so they don't see that. But that's not even his main point. His main point is that in comparison to life and in comparison to all the things that we can do and that do work and that we do benefit from, so it's bottled the miut. You don't focus on a little bump in the road when you're traveling and you're having a good time and everything's clicking and it's working. But that's what you have to be taught. So that's the third reason, is because of life's problems. And the way people look at it, and that's all they could see. They don't see all the good. So that's why they have to be trained to see the 99% that's good. And not the 1% that they think is bad, and it's not even bad, rather.